Ramaswamy calls for gender dysphoria to be treated as mental illness. By Nick Gilbertson on March 28, 2023. Anti-woke Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is calling for gender dysphoria to be treated as a mental illness. He also pledged to put armed marshals in every school if elected president, following the horrific shooting at a Nashville, Tennessee, Christian school on Monday. His comments came after authorities identified the shooter who killed six, including 3 9-year-old children, at Nashville's Covenant School as Audrey Elizabeth Hale, a 28-year-old transgender-identified biological woman. Local police said that Hale, who was confronted and killed by law enforcement, authored a manifesto, which has not been made public, Breitbart News noted. Watch, CCTV footage released of Nashville shooter Audrey Hale. The real question is why this psychopath in Nashville was able to get into the school in the first place, Ramaswamy said in a release shared via email. We protect green pieces of paper in a bank with more armed guards than we do our kids in schools, he said. We pay for thousands standing around, TSA, in our airports. There's more security at a random mall than in a public school. We spend $80 billion per year through the U.S. Department of Education that helps fund radical gender and racial ideology to create psychopaths, yet don't protect kids in our schools from being killed by them. That's wrong, the presidential candidate continued. Ramaswamy said that those who identify as the opposite sex, more often than not, are exhibiting a sign and a symptom that they are suffering from a mental illness. I reject the idea that it is somehow humane to affirm their confusion, rather than to actually help them. It's inhumane, he added. Ramaswamy, an anti-woke businessman, then reiterated his plans to eradicate the DOE if elected president. He intends to distribute the savings to put armed marshals in every school to protect every kid in America from these tragedies. Fox News's John Roberts reported that the school did not have armed resource officers at the campus during the attack. WSMV reports that the victims who were tragically murdered on Monday are Evelyn Dyckhouse, 9 years old. Hallie Scruggs, 9 years old. William Kinney, 9 years old. Catherine Coons, 60 years old. Cynthia Peake, 61 years old. Mike Hill, 61 years old. This marks the second time a transgender-identified woman has attacked a school since 2019, as Breitbart News noted. Related, Biden jokes about ice cream before addressing Nashville Christian school shooting.